Hello and welcome to the Magic Life podcast. And today I'm with Chris, who's a Magic Life resident. Do you like to be known as Chris or Christopher?
Chris.
Chris. And instead of our normal podcast where we sit down in front of one another, I thought we might as well walk around the park. And there's a good reason behind that, is because Chris is quite of a... You're an athlete, aren't you, my friend? You like to jog, don't you, run?
Yeah, run.
Yeah? What sort of running do you do?
200 metres sprint.
Yeah?
Yeah. And park runs.
And park runs.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a park run around here? This is Pimm's Park.
Yeah, I have. I've done a park run most Saturdays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how far do you run normally?
5K, so that's 3 miles, three laps round.
Okay. And what sort of time do you do that in?
29. Yeah.
Is that good or bad? I have no clue.
It's okay.
Yeah? What would you like to get to?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
It's like no, 27 minutes.
27?
Yeah.
Because to take, 9 minutes off would be a bit of a mission, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, I thought that I'd ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, we know each other from before because you was a Magic Life resident in the past.
Yeah.
Then you went away.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
Yeah.
Why did you come back?
Because I was the only resident there.
Yeah.
And there was not much to do and a lot of activities.
So you got bored?
Yeah.
How do you find it where you are now?
A bit more lively.
Yeah?
And more activities to do.
Yeah. When you left Magic Life, how far away did you go?
I think 35 to 45 minutes away.
Yeah. So now how long have you been back at Magic Life?
A month.
And have you settled back into your sort of normal routines?
Yes, yeah.
And which are, you like going to a sports club, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that tell me a little bit about that sports club. I want to know a bit more about it.
It's a running club called Ryan Harriers. They train on Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday at Orphan Forest Feel Good Centre and Thursday at Berry Road.
And is it for everybody? Is it for people with physical or mental disabilities or for anybody?
I think anybody.
Yeah. I mean, when you go there, you don't go there on the basis of having some sort of disability. You go there just as a regular person, don't you? And you compete with the regular people, right?
Yeah.
And how do you fare against them? You pretty good?
I'm good, but not really, really. There's some that are very fast.
Yeah. Because I think before you were getting quite competitive, weren't you?
Yeah.
Have you tailed off a bit?
Yeah, a bit, and had injuries and that.
Yeah. How old are you now?
28.
Yeah. And how long have you been running?
12 years. 13 years. Coming up to 13 years.
Yeah. You're going to pick up injuries, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you find that helps your physical... I mean, obviously it's going to help you physically, but mentally, does it help you?
Yeah.
What does it do for you?
It gets me out in fresh air, and when I run, it just clears all the thoughts out of my head.
Thoughts in your mind. Yeah. In this month's magazine, January...
Yeah.
I'm doing an article about walking.
Okay.
And so that's why I thought it might be good for us to walk as well.
Yeah.
Because that will tie in. I mean, I'm, you know, like anyone, in January...
Yeah.
You want to go on a bit of a kickstart, you know, like lose weight...
Yeah.
Get a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to run when I was younger.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was in about 45, I'm quite a bit older than that now... Mm. And one day I decided that I'm going to start running. Oh. And so I started running.
Yeah.
And it surprised me how how far I could run, uh-huh. you know, from never being a runner to going into running. But now I'm quite a bit older than that. I find it running a bit hard. I'm going to try and build up to it again.
A couch to 5K is a good start.
Couch to 5K?
Yeah. So that means you jog for like, I can't remember how it goes, but there's an app on it.
Yeah. So you like maybe run for 1 minute, walk for two.
Yeah.
And alternate and do that until you start getting better and better.
Yeah.
Maybe I should join this Pimm's Park.
Yeah.
Is it park run?
Yeah, park run. And you like register online.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have to pay?
No, it's free.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is a lot of people come out on a park run?
100 and something.
No way.
Yeah. It depends on the week, but most of the time it's 100 and something.
Well, to the listeners who's never been round Pimm's Park, it's quite a nice park, isn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, it's full of trees, open spaces.
Yeah.
And how far is the circumference round? So it must be, what, 1.5 miles, roughly?
Yeah.
If you're doing a 5K, and 5K is about 3 miles, and it's, how many is it three times round?
Yeah, three times.
Okay, so it's probably about a mile round then.
Yeah.
That's all right. I've been walking to work now and walking home. Last week I didn't manage to do any. But this morning I walked to work and I come through the park. And it's always a nice feeling when you're out in open air, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your hobbies other than running?
Fundraising business.
Fundraising?
I've got a business now that...
Oh, right, you're a businessman now.
Yeah.
What business are you doing?
Clothing. So clothing, poetry books, mugs, children's T-shirts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's that going?
I've made about 5-6 sales online.
Really?
Yeah, I just need to get more
customers through the door. Is it your own designs that you're putting on
there?
Yeah,
own designs, and I get someone to print it. So.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to you. Have you got a store or something?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put a link in the podcast.
Yeah.
So people can, if they fancy buying a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Are they running related or...?
Some are, some are not, but it's... It's like one's belief to achieve, overcomer.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's just adjust this mic here. I want to make sure it might go a bit funny. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a bit better. Sorry about that, guys. I was just adjusting Chris's mic. So tell me about your early life. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Leighton, which is called Hospital.
Yeah? Yeah. And then, what about, like, early school life? What was that like for you?
Primary school was good, but when I got to secondary school, I got bullied a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why did you get bullied?
Maybe because of the colour of my skin and I'm different to other people, and also I was older than everyone in my class.
Yeah. How did it make you feel?
It made me feel insecure and isolated.
Yeah. And did you ever explain that you have like a medical condition or anything, or people, or did you know at that point?
I think it was explained, but
yeah.
They didn't really know how to sort out the situation.
Yeah. That's a bit horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what happened after that? I mean, did you have to leave school or did you stay?
I left school in year nine, then I went to college.
And what did you do at college?
BTEC, level one in sports coaching.
Okay. And you enjoyed that?
Yeah, enjoyed some of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what I like about you, Chris, you've always had, or you do have, always a positive outlook to things, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I see you, I always got a smile on your face. Maybe because me and you know each other for such a long time and I always kid and mess around with you. But I like that about you. You're quite a positive person, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're doing your business.
Yeah.
You said you do a bit of fundraising as well.
Yeah.
What's that? What, talk to me about that.
I did a fundraising walk with my mum. So the walk was for Great Ormond Street.
Right.
I completed it and I raised £1,366.
Nice.
But the page is still going now. So.
Yeah? So when are you going to stop that? And
maybe in a month's time.
And what, you're going to then present them with the money?
The money will go to that.
Yeah. And is there any particular part of Great Ormond Street or just generally?
The cancer centre.
Why did you choose that?
It's because I was rushed there when I was like 3 months old. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, you were there?
Yeah.
What, for cancer?
No, not cancer, for premature illness or something.
Right. So you got this connection with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, man. Do you plan on doing any more fundraising?
Yes, I am. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything in mind in particular?
Maybe. Haven't thought of one just yet.
Well, we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Maybe we could think of one walk here.
Yeah.
Maybe get fit. We should do some sort of fundraising to get fit for the new year.
Yeah.
Especially with people with either physical or mental disabilities or mental health issues surrounding that. Because I think there could be a feeling that if you have a physical illness or a mental health illness, that you're limited to certain activities.
Yeah.
But you're a prime, you know, you're an advocate for that. I mean, do you know what your medical diagnosis is?
Mental health or bipolar.
Bipolar, okay. So, physical fitness and being active, you find that it helps you?
Yeah.
So does it regulate your mood swings?
Yeah, mood swings.
Yeah. I suppose if you're in an environment where you don't get to do so much exercise, all that sort of pent up energy sort of builds up inside you, and then you can't express it properly, right?
No.
I mean, I'm sure that your particular diagnosis maybe doesn't energy-wise, I mean, because I'm not a medical expert, doesn't feature in that, but it's got to help, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's nice walking around the park. Yeah. So it's in January. It's not too cold.
Yeah.
It's a bit grey today.
Yeah.
There's no leaves on the trees.
And I'm going to be doing Chicken Shed, a dance company.
Are you?
I'll join a theatre company this Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's excellent, man. Which one?
Chicken Shed in Enfield or Southern Gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So you're starting this Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday, 25th of January.
So do you have to interview for that? What's the deal there?
You don't have to interview, there's no audition, but everyone's welcome. But it's people just, I think it's that I can't remember now.
Yeah, that's all right. So you're going to go down there. You've done your. You've met them already, take it.
I haven't met them, but I called them on the phone.
Yeah.
I have to do a workshop, that's what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's on Sunday.
So you're going to have to tell me when you do a show or something.
Yeah.
We have to come down and support you.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You know, I always fancied being an actor when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the guts like you, Chris. Oh. Maybe, should I do it now?
Yeah.
So, have you made... Who do you get on best with that at the home where you're living now? Is there any particular people you get on with?
Shamari.
Yeah.
Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Probably them two.
Yeah.
I can think of.
Would you classify them as your buddies, your mates?
Yeah.
And do you have a sort of, how do you interact with another? You play like video games or board games, or you just sit down and talk?
Talk and listening to music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you get on well with them?
Yeah.
I see the photos that you guys are sending, you know, every month, going out. I think, where did you go over? You went out over Christmas time, didn't you?
Yeah, Winter Wonderland.
That's it. Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Was that in Hyde Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. So, when did you first go into supported living?
I think 2019 or 2018.
Yeah? And how was that? I mean, what was that like, sort of, going into a supported living home?
Hard at first, because I had to do most things, for, not everything, but most things for yourself.
And yeah. A bit of an adjustment, yeah?
Yeah, adjustment. And some people have to, like, rely on other people, so...
Yeah. And now you're fully settled in with that?
Yeah.
And what's your future plans? Well, I mean, where do you see yourself in maybe 2 years' time?
Maybe a children's worker.
Yeah? Am I walking too slow for you?
No.
Yeah, should I walk a bit faster?
Yeah.
Well, you got long legs, man.
Yeah.
So you want to be a support worker, like, or helping children out,
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, children's work in churches or a school's work in a school.
Yeah. Why do you want to do that?
Because I like helping people.
Yeah?
Giving back. Because I've worked in two schools already, so one as an assistant PE teacher.
Really?
Yeah, in Blackheath, Lewisham.
Yeah. How did you find that?
I really enjoyed it.
So you'd like to do that again?
Yeah.
So you're going to go and, like, train for this or get a qualification? What's the plan?
Maybe train for it, but I'm not sure yet. I've applied for some schools already, but...
That's good, man. You see? You're always doing something, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like that.
And I've got volunteering with the feast. It's the help. They work with people who are all different faiths on Thursday. This Thursday.
So have you got, like, are you busy every single day?
Most days. Well, not every day, but most days. It's just one day this week. I'm just doing one shift there.
Yeah. That's good. So why do you do that? Do you just like keeping busy? What's the... You just like, sort of keeping yourself occupied? Why do you like doing these things?
Keep myself occupied and busy so I don't get bored.
Mm-hmm. So if you was going to give some advice to other people living in a sort of supported living environment, what would you say to them?
Get some activities that... talk to, like, a support worker or... someone you trust to get some activities that you would like to do during the week and build up a plan or something.
Let's stand this side. If you want to walk faster, you can walk faster. Don't walk at my pace.
No, I walk faster.
Come on then. All right, well, not too fast, my man. Yeah, that's all right. You got longer legs than me, man.
Yeah.
I can see you, like, you're not really... walking at your natural pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd say, like, get involved in something, right?
Yeah.
Keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
Develop yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose that goes for everyone, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people sort of...
Just do something that you enjoy, that's the thing I was thinking of.
Yeah. Good advice, Chris. Do something that you enjoy. Be active. That's really why we do the magazine.
Yeah.
Because we like to showcase what people are getting up to, you know?
Yeah.
And what they're doing. And so this year I expect big things from you. Not to put you any pressure.
Oh, okay.
But I want to see more of your running.
Yeah.
And now you've told me about your chicken shed,
yeah,
your acting,
yeah,
endeavours. I want to see some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It'd be great. I can't wait.
I've done a dance company in Bromley. Yeah. Magpie Dance Company.
How was that?
I enjoyed it. But I didn't have a chance. I did some sessions. I didn't actually get some time to do a dance. But I did some sessions with them. And went on a trip.
Yeah.
To see something in a fit or something.
Yeah. That's good. So you're into running, you're into helping people, physical education.
Yeah.
You're now starting with acting.
Yeah.
What else? What else can I learn from you? What else are you doing?
Poetry.
Oh, yeah. I remember you used to do a bit of poetry, didn't you?
Yeah.
You'll have to submit one in.
Yeah.
When was the last one? Do you remember the last one you did?
Hastings poem.
Yeah? What was that about?
When I went on the tour of the different places in Kent or Sussex.
Yeah.
With my mum and other support workers. So.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
One brother.
Who's like your most... your bond strongest with your mum, your brother, or
probably mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say really. But I think it's probably my mum.
Yeah. And she comes to see you quite a bit?
Yeah.
And how does she feel about you coming back to Magic Life?
She thinks it's good because it helps my independence, even though I'm far away. She thinks it's good for me to be.
Okay. And how do the staff help you with your independence?
Help me with my cooking, support me cooking, and support me if I need to go out. But when I go to church in South London, I go by myself.
How'd you get there?
Uber.
Can you go by bus? Or
no,
does it just take too long?
It'll take too long, it'll take too far. It's in Lewisham, so. But when I went with a church here locally with Shamari, I went with Shamari to church.
Yeah. And how was that?
I enjoyed it.
It's a bit of a trek to go to Lewisham for the church.
Yeah.
But have you got friends down there?
Yeah, I've got friends there.
Mm-hmm. Is this pace better?
Yeah, it's better.
It's too slow before.
Yeah.
Can't do a workout like that, mate. What's the matter with you? Yeah, maybe you can hear me breathing a bit more. So tell me, what do you do at night? When are you into TV programs, films?
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. What do you like about that?
The different acts they have on, like magicians.
Yeah.
And I like playing the PlayStation.
Okay, any games in particular?
FIFA.
FIFA, had to be FIFA, didn't it?
Yeah.
You any good?
Yeah.
You sure you're any good?
I'm okay-ish.
Yeah? You probably beat me, right?
Yeah.
I'm terrible at them football games, mate. I'm no good at all. This chap, look, his second time he's walking around.
Yeah.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what? We've done one loop. We're coming up to about doing one loop. Shall we try for one more?
Yeah.
Be easy one more,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Of course it will. Shall we do three? Three is 5K, right?
Yeah.
Let's just maybe do one.
Yeah.
We'd do 2 miles maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do your poetry. Actually, you know what would be a good idea?
What?
If you got one of your poems and put it on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And on the designs in your T-shirt, you do them yourselves or you get someone else to design it?
I do it myself and then I send it to Full Imprint. They're a designer and they do the artwork.
Okay, so you give them an idea of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you started that last time, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's good.
And then the proceeds go to charity from the sales of my...
What about nature? You into nature?
Yeah. I like being in the countryside.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I like when I go countryside, when it's quiet and...
Yeah. You should do those, outward bound experiences,
yeah,
you know? That'd be quite fun.
Yeah. I've been to Nutley Edge. It's a supported holiday thing. And that's in, I think it's Sussex.
You've got a little bit of a limp, or is that how you normally walk?
Maybe I do a limp, but normally walk.
Yeah?
I have a limp sometimes when I walk.
But when you run, you don't have that limp?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Where does it come from, your hip or your knee?
I think it's my knee. Hip, knee. It's when I had the injury and that. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to get that. Have you had it looked at?
Not recently.
I mean, it's only a little bit of a... Does it hurt you now?
Not really, just...
So tell me about your morning routines. Tell me about a typical day in the life of Chris. What happens? What time do you wake up? What do you do?
I wake up at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Have my shower and personal care. Then go downstairs, have my breakfast. Then after that, I have my medication.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I watch some TV. And after watching TV, that's it really.
Yeah. So on a day that you're doing something, let's say you're going for running, how would that pan out? You wake up, have your breakfast.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Maybe read a book or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So then let's say you're going for running. What time does running normally start at?
9 o'clock, 8:30.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get back at when?
10 o'clock, 10:30.
Yeah. Lunchtime. Then after you have your lunch, bit of lunch.
Yeah, then have a shower after.
Yeah. And then the rest of the day is yours, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you like reading and stuff?
Yeah, I do.
What sort of books are you into?
Sport books, children's books.
Yeah?
Because one day I want to try and do a children's book, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the idea behind you? Have you developed an idea yet? What do you think poetry, it might be about?
Children's poetry illustration.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I just don't have a name for it, like a title for it yet. It's got children poetry illustration with like pictures with some of my poems on with other people's pictures as well. So.
And other your poems or other people's poems as well?
Other people's poems as well.
Yeah, that's all right.
Other people's poems as well. Or pictures.
Right, we're starting our second loop now. Around the Pimm's Park Circle.
Yeah.
We've increased the pace.
Yeah.
Makes Chris happy.
Yeah.
I've increased the pace. I'm getting a little bit warm under my bubble hat because it's a bit... I won't say it's chilly, but it's not exactly warm, is it?
No.
We're passing the little pond where all the ducks and geese...
Yeah, and swans.
And pigeons are all like, hey, give me some food as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're back, personally speaking. You're right, come over this way, mate. I'm glad that you're back. And I'm glad you're back. I mean, I hope you're glad you're back.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ask to come back particularly?
Yeah. I just saw a vacancy available because there wasn't really good and suitable ones in South where I was.
Yeah.
So I went on the website and I saw there was a vacancy there, so I...
Cool. And when you put that request in, how long did it take to happen?
Maybe 3-4 months.
Right.
Because I had to go through the process.
Yeah.
Make sure they do all the paperwork and... Yeah.
Are things different since you've been back, or is it sort of just exactly as you left it?
A bit different.
What, new staff and stuff?
Yeah.
And how'd you get on with the media? All right?
Yeah. And...
Who else did you get on with there?
I'm thinking... Najma.
Yeah?
Tanvir.
And I think there's Ben, is it Ben?
Yeah, Ben. And there's a new one, TJ.
TJ?
Yeah.
Do you like speaking to them? Do you ever sit down and tell them how you're feeling about stuff?
Yeah, I do.
So if you feel like you're going to have... Do you know when you're going to feel like you're going to have a bit of a moment?
Sometimes I do. Yeah, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. And if you feel like you know it's coming on,
yeah,
what do you say?
I need to have a chat or talk to someone. Or go to the sensory room or chill out room.
So is it just like you feel like all of this pressure sort of coming on to you and you can't handle it and you're just like,
yeah,
it gets too much?
Yeah.
It's good if you can recognise it coming on.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you can say, look, I'm not in a good place today.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Yeah.
I suppose people don't really ask for help, though, do they?
No.
Generally.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm having a sort of a down day.
Yeah.
Then I sort of retreat into myself.
Yeah.
Let me put this in the bin. I sort of retreat into my own little shell. I don't really want to talk too much.
Yeah.
And it's hard to... And then it's sort of hard to snap out of it.
Yeah.
That's me personally. I don't know about you.
Sometimes it's hard, but it's just... Sometimes it's someone to talk to. It feels like you can't talk to someone, but there's always someone out there who can...
And what about, like, social media? Do you get involved in any social media?
Some, but I try... some, but not too much, because it might be over-straining or...
Yeah.
Might be too much for me, so I try not too much.
Yeah. We're doing all right here, mate.
Yeah.
We're doing all right. We've picked up the pace a bit. I think I've slowed down a bit again, haven't I?
Yeah.
Let's just speed it up a bit. So, this year's going to be a good year for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's my plans this year, all right?
Okay.
My plans is to continue walking every day.
Yeah.
At least do 2 or 3 miles a day. I've started off good. Last week was bad, but that was mainly due to the weather and I wimped out because I didn't want to get wet. So I'm going to try and do at least, if I do, it's about 2.7 miles to work, 2.7 back. So that's, call it 5 miles a day, 25 miles a week, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I did that every week,
yeah,
I could be close to 100 miles a month. Walking, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And then maybe I might ask for your help to start training me how to run.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you're not going to take the mick, are you?
Mm.
Why are you laughing, hey?
I try not to.
Yeah. Hello, squirrel. He's a pretty squirrel, isn't he?
Yeah.
Look at him there.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if running's actually good. What's your thoughts on running when you're like nearly 60?
If you enjoy it, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like weight as well comes into it, doesn't it? It's heavy on your knees.
Yeah.
You know. When you get older, you don't recover so quick.
Yeah.
You're getting a little bit red in the face now, mate. Yeah. You've warmed up, haven't you?
Yeah.
We'll finish off this loop and we'll go back.
Oh, okay.
But maybe we should start a new podcast series, Walk and Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What I find as well, when you're walking and you're talking, you don't really over-process what you're going to say. You're going to say what you've... What's on your mind, if you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I sort of like... I did one podcast before with a young lady called Morgan where we walked around the park.
Yeah.
And I thought that came out quite well, so I thought we'd try it again.
Yeah.
It's a bit different, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose the only downside is people get to hear you pant and breathe heavy if you're walking fast.
Yeah.
How was Christmas for you?
It was a bit overwhelming because I was at my mum's. A lot of people and that, but I enjoyed it.
When you say overwhelming, it's just too much noise.
Yeah, too many people and too much noise. And I think it's mainly too much noise and that.
What do you do in those cases? Do you just say, like, I need to bail out here for a bit?
Yeah.
Christmas is a stressful time for a lot of people, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you sort of all come together to celebrate Christmas, but everyone's got these different personalities. Some you might get on with, some you don't.
Yeah.
People want things in a different way. I like my potatoes more crispy, or I like doing this or doing that. It does get a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm very much like you, Chris. When it gets a bit too much, I just want to disappear.
Yeah.
You know, like, let me go and watch my YouTube for an hour.
Yeah.
Zone out.
Yeah.
You know, some people who know me think, oh, he's a chatty guy. But actually, I'm quite quiet, really.
Yeah.
You've always seen me as a sort of a bit of a bubbly character, haven't you?
Yeah.
But I can be quiet.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's like a bit of an act I put on, not realising it, and I sort of go over the top, you know, to maybe break the ice. Do you do similar things like that?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Maybe get too excited or have loads of mood swings and going.
Yeah. Hard to regulate those emotions, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the people are like that?
Maybe some, yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
What's the pace like now?
Better.
Let's have a look what we've done so far. We've done 1.71 miles.
Okay.
And we've done that in 38 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's when I put my watch on. I'd like to know what your heart rate. Guess what my heart rate is right now. It's 119 this moment, last time I checked, which is normally a bit higher. Normally, my heart rate when I'm normally walking is around about 109 to 110.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I'm talking too much, but I'm going to talk anyway.
Yeah.
When I was sort of trying to be fit, I got down to a really low heart rate. I used to cycle like every single day, go spinning classes, maybe two spinning classes back to back. I used to go with some of the guys from work as well. It was very competitive.
Yeah.
And my resting heart rate, I got it down to like 45, 46, which was really good.
Yeah.
But COVID set me back quite a bit. I got COVID quite a few times. And then people weren't doing as much, and I just fell off that normal routine of doing exercise.
Yeah.
And as a result, I'm not as fit as I once was. So, got to get back in the game, man.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Get back on it. So, the Walk and Talk podcast, Magic Life Walk and Talk podcast, is officially open. So, if anyone wants to join me on a Walk and Talk podcast, email me at joe@psm.group and come and join us.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get like a group of us walking together, you know?
Yeah.
We can do a podcast as we walk around, talk about how we feel about things.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea, right?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay. Chris, you're number one.
Yeah.
Well, it's really number two because I did do one before. Yeah. But 2026, you're number one. Let's see who else can join us for a Walk and Talk podcast. Yeah. Support workers,
yeah.
Service users,
yeah.
Family members.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to join us, you're more than welcome. Well, let's be careful, it's a bit muddy there, bro. Yeah, that's the call to action. Come and join me on a Walk and Talk podcast and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can talk about anything you like. Yeah. I think that's a good place to...
And cuts to youth clubs. That's, I think, another thing I'm passionate about, youth clubs.
What do you mean? The cuts? The funding?
The funding. Because there's not many youth clubs around the area.
So what can we do about it?
Maybe have more activity, more things to do for people to do in the community, and more youth clubs available. Oh, so they don't get bored.
So how do we raise awareness of it, Joey? Shall we write to the local council, or what do we do?
Local MP or council. Do like a campaign or petition.
Okay. I'm thinking we could start off with writing some letters.
Yeah.
And maybe we could open a Facebook group,
yeah.
Like about youth clubs or...
Yeah.
What did you call it, youth clubs?
Yeah, youth clubs.
Open the youth clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you looked around what's available in the area for in terms of youth clubs?
This area, I have, but not much. I haven't really looked around properly, but in Waltham Forest I've looked around, but not this area.
Yeah. Hmm. Good call, Chris, good call.
Yeah. So I went to a youth club then. They only did it a couple of Fridays, it wasn't regular. Before it was regular, I had a lot of people going in. This because it wasn't every Friday, it wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
It just then went from 300 people to like just 10 people in over 4 or 5 years, maybe more than that.
Do you think the younger generation need youth clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It makes it like a safe space, someone they can talk to and...
I never went to a youth club. I think I went once when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
There was one in somewhere near, I think, Edmonton, somewhere up that way.
Yeah.
But what are they like generally when they're... What happens in there? They do activities or what is it?
They do activities. They have table tennis or they might do sports, worship, someone having a testimonial speaking about something, or that's what they do.
Okay. I suppose it's just a place to go, right?
Yeah, a place to go.
You know, like to mix with people of the same age group.
Yeah.
And yes. Hmm. When I get back, I'm going to see if there's any youth clubs around in the local area.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be surprised if there's not one.
Oh.
Must be one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to look forward this year.
Yeah.
A lot to look forward, especially with you, mate.
Yeah.
With everything you're doing.
Yeah.
You've got to keep me... posted, you know?
Yeah.
Be careful of the mud, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to keep me posted, man.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going down, what's happening.
Okay.
You're my shining example.
Yeah.
Well, we're nearly finished our walk now, Chris.
Yeah.
It's been enjoyable. Thank you very much for joining me on this first of 2026 yeah. podcast, and then we're rebranding. It's called the Walk and Talk Magic Life Podcast.
Yeah,
where you can talk about anything you like. And thanks very much, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're going to do it again? A couple of months.
Yeah, a couple of months.
You can give me an update on what you're up to.
Yeah.
Well, let's sign off. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.